wheat in bushels.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. What about, we were talking about grains. Do you know that type of grain that horses in particular like to eat?
Horses?
Okay. Or I think you can buy this store, a Quaker. You hear that? Quaker
oats.
Oats. Do you know what they call it? That they have to do to the oats to separate
the grain
from the rest of it.
No.
Heard about? Have you ever heard of people talking about thrashing and thrashed oats?
Yes.
Okay. What about if we have a job to do together? You would tell, if you were telling somebody else about it, you'd say that Ann had
you and I.
Okay, have to do the job. Or if the job's not just for one of us, it's for
you and I. All the
Okay. Or what about if you and another fellow have to do the job, it wouldn't be, you'd say that Ann have to do it.
Me and another fellow had to do
That would be what?
He and I.
Okay, had to do it. What about if you went to see somebody and you knocked on the door and they said, who is it? You'd just say what? It's... If you didn't use your own given name, you might just say it's...
Me.
Okay. Or let's say if some other girl is coming to see you and she knocks on the door, and somebody else in the room asks, well, who is that? You might tell them, oh, that's just, if you didn't want to use her given name. You say, that's just?
Her.
Okay. And if it's a man, you'd say it's?
Him.
Uh-huh. And if it's several people, you'd say, oh, that's just?
Them.
Okay. What about talking about, comparing how tall you are? You might say, he's not as tall as?
I am.
Uh-huh. Or the other way around, you might say, I'm not as tall as?
He is.
Okay. Or comparing how well you can do something, you might say, well, he can do it better than
I.
Okay. Or